Helping Hand. Each Friday afternoon, we put the spotlight on an organization or event in the community that offers assistance to the disabled and other folks in need. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, we're learning about the ALS Association Big Walk happening this weekend. Saturday, 7:30 registration, 9 a.m. walk, Kapi'olani Park. And it's in the fight against amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, it's also known as. We learn more with our guest Fred Fisher, president and CEO of the ALS Association Golden West chapter, which also covers Hawaii. And from TV's Hawaii 5-0, he plays the lead actor Steve McGarrett in the successful remake of the program, Alex O'Loughlin. Aloha and mahalo, Fred and Alex.
Hi there. Hi, Dave.
Aloha.
Fred, it probably is more clear to listeners why you'd be involved. Alex, what brings you to the table?
Well, thank you for having me, first of all. ALS is something that is kind of pretty up close and personal for me. My wife's mother passed of ALS. I've seen how it's affected my in-laws and my wife, and also, strangely enough, one of my close friends lost his father last Monday.
In terms of the social media campaign, lots of coverage that this has gotten. I haven't heard so much about the disease. Fred, talk a little bit about the disease itself.
ALS is a disease that prevents your brain from communicating with your muscles. Your muscles wither and die. Over the course of typically 2 to 5 years, a person loses the ability to walk, to talk, to swallow, to move, and eventually they lose the ability to breathe as ALS takes all of their muscles except for their heart. As this is going on, a person remains very clear in their thinking, although for some people with ALS, they're going through this process while also beginning to suffer from a form of dementia.
Sounds absolutely horrible and a potent description. Alex, I was reading a little bit about you and had read that your mom was a nurse. I was wondering if her background in that role has brought to bear any kind of sense of responsibility for others or imperative to give back.
I'm really glad you mentioned that, Dave. My mom was a nurse, and she was a great nurse, and she was a community nurse in Australia. I remember vividly sick days if I had a little cold or something and wasn't going to school, or perhaps on a weekend. I would do rounds with her, doing house calls for people who couldn't leave their houses or for whom it was extremely difficult to leave their house. So this is people who suffered from paraplegia, quadriplegia, cerebral palsy, and of course Lou Gehrig's disease as it was known back then. I met all these men and women, and I got to know and love a few of them as well, and that was really important for me because I got to see past that really quickly to the people, to get to know them and become friends and really get to love some of them. I remember my friend Michael Lanigan, he must have been about mid-30s, I guess, while I was like 5, and I remember his house was all set up and he had ramps and he was a quadriplegic. He had handles and a special bed and all the rest of it. And what I remember so clearly, even at such a young age, looking at the situation and knowing that if my mum wasn't there, he'd be in trouble. You know, if somebody else wasn't there, like there was a lot to his life. And I was profoundly affected by that.
I think it's a great tribute to your mom that all those times that she took you, that you never forgot it, and that you were able to incorporate that in your life about giving back. On that note, Fred, talk a little bit about how you can help to provide some light in their lives.
The ALS Association's model of care is a combination of a clinic-based medical program where people have access to the 9 different disciplines they need in order to manage this progression of ALS, along with a community-based component where we actually send care managers out into people's homes to help them assess their needs, connect them to resources, offer support groups, free loans of medical and communications equipment when they lose the ability to move, free access to mobility devices when they lose the ability to speak, free access to communication devices. All of these services are free of charge to the families. We don't bill insurance companies. It's all funded through the Walk to Defeat ALS and contributions that people make.
It's a really important piece is that we will keep every dollar that we earn and raise here in the Hawaiian Islands to create care facilities that don't exist.
And it's the money that we raise that really powers our ability to get those devices, loan them out, and get ALS experts in front of every person living with ALS in Hawaii. Up until now, if people wanted this kind of care, they had to go to California. Our effort now is to bring that care to Hawaii.
Saturday, 7:30 a.m. registration, 9 a.m. walk at Kapi'olani Park. park. Are there any volunteer opportunities?
Absolutely. Come out to the park early. We'll be there setting up. There's all kinds of ways that people can support our organization.
866-750-2572 to reach them locally, als-hawaii.org, and online at hawaiipublicradio.org. We have all their contact information and all of our other Helping Hand guests. Fred Fisher, President, CEO, ALS Association, Golden West Chapter, and anything I can do in the future, I really want to make sure that you know you can reach out to us and be part of the program. And Alex O'Loughlin from Hawaii 5-0, please as well, stay in touch. And anytime you want to support a cause and help out the disabled or others in need, I hope you'll come on this Helping Hand segment and let us help you spread the word. I do appreciate your time.
Aloha, Dave. Thank you very much.
David, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Take care of you guys. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Take care now.